USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today marks 1 year since President Joe Biden was sworn into office. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, claims the president's first year in office has been nothing but failure after failure.
This is a president that's had 1 year anniversary, one party control, and what do we have? We have an economy that's damaged, we have streets that are dangerous, we have our enemies dominating, and we have American morale low.
Russia is continuing to face stern warnings from the United States and its Western allies about potential action against Ukraine. Following a meeting with French, German, and British ministers, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russia will face a response for any action taken against Ukraine.
If Moscow chooses the path of further aggression, we will impose swift and massive costs.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Democrats head home with a filibuster effort sunk.
Republicans blocked voting legislation on Wednesday night. It's a major blow to President Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. Biden and other Democratic leaders have been unable to persuade two holdout senators in their own party, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. The initial vote was 49 to 51, short of the 60 votes needed to advance over the filibuster. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The CIA says there's no one explanation for the health issues experienced by many United States diplomats and embassies around the world. An interim finding on the so-called Havana Syndrome reports no United States adversary is engaged in a sustained worldwide campaign to harm or collect intelligence on diplomats. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
People as young as 18 will soon be allowed to drive commercial trucks carrying tons of cargo across state lines under a federal apprenticeship pilot program that is intended to train thousands of new drivers. The move comes as a truck driver shortage continues to impact the United States, with the American Trucking Association reporting 80,000 open positions across the country. Chris Spear is the president and CEO of the American Trucking Association. He says they're doing everything they can to fill those open positions.
Our industry is facing a chronic shortage of talent. Welcome to the club, everybody. We've been dealing with this problem for a long time. Now everybody's short of talent because of this slow, excruciatingly slow return to work, and it's really hurting the supply chain and our ability to come out of this pandemic more quickly. So
a grassroots group says it will hold a rally at the White House on Thursday demanding the Biden administration take action on student loan debt. A group calling itself Hip Hop Caucus and more than a dozen other national advocacy groups are calling on the president to cancel student loan debt. The group arguing without proof that students of color are disproportionately burdened with student loan debt and have fewer economic opportunities to pay it back. You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.